To make an event like the International Theological Symposium happen needs a driving force, needs really someone who will be the dynamo on campus here. And if there's one person who is that dynamo, then it's Professor Brendan Leahy, who is our professor of systematic theology and who I'm now going to invite to perhaps share a few thoughts and words with you.
Thanks very much. Good afternoon, everyone. Well, I suppose the dynamo certainly is the faculty, and certainly I can say our president, Monsignor Connolly, has been very much to the fore in proposing and promoting it. Mary, of course, helping Mary McCaughey, very much a key person there as well. But I want to say just a few brief words about the symposium itself, what it's about, where it's going, why we have it. Of course, the main focus of this symposium is what we call the ecclesiology of communion, that is, the vision of the church from that angle, the angle of communion. That is suggested to us, number one, by the actual theme of the Eucharistic Congress, but also by the happy coincidence of that Congress with the 50th anniversary of the Second Vatican Council. And this notion of communion is central for the Second Vatican Council. But 50 years later, we haven't completely explored what does that mean in its deep theological sense, in its rich implications for all aspects of church life. And I think that's why this moment is appropriate, and it's a good moment to have, to bring scholars from around the world to reflect on, 50 years later, this deep vein of reflection in the life of the church. We're delighted with over 350 participants. Many more arrived this morning, so I might even say we're heading towards 400 at this stage, to our pleasant surprise. We have over 30 speakers and 25 emerging scholars. So really, we're delighted at the response to this initiative. After this evening's keynote address from Cardinal Dwellet, tomorrow will be a day of exploration of the main topics, foundations, avenues to do with this theme. And so we'll be looking at topics such as family, education, economics, ministry, laity, priesthood, anthropology, forgiveness, healing, various topics like that. With great speakers, we have Professor Brian Johnston, Catholic University of America, Washington, Dr. Brennan Purcell, very well known here in Ireland, Professor Jill Goulding from Toronto, Professor Piero Coda, one of the major theologians in Italy, Dr. Teresa Okuri from Nigeria, Professor Robert Enright, Wisconsin-Madigan, Professor Geraldine Smith from the Irish School of Ecumenics, Dr. Claire Watkins from London, anyway, many speakers. That's tomorrow. The following day, however, is dedicated to a theme which, in a way, can't but suggest itself in Ireland, and that is ecumenism. Ecumenism is one of the major pillars of the Second Vatican Council, very much a theme relevant to us in Ireland. It's relevant to the whole church, but clearly to us in Ireland. And we're delighted that we have papers from distinguished guests such as Professor Geoffrey Wainwright of Duke Divinity School, well-renowned Methodist ecumenist. We have also a paper from Canon Nicholas Nagovsky, a major Anglican theologian, from a former canon theologian of Westminster Abbey. Dr. Julie Canlis, who's done a very interesting study just recently, a younger theologian, on the whole implications of John Calvin's theology for communion. So that's a very interesting line in terms of the Reformed Presbyterian line of reflection. And giving a keynote address tomorrow, the first paper tomorrow, is Cardinal Koch, who is the current president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. He'll be giving the paper in the morning that'll bring us into the Catholic perspective on ecumenism. We're particularly delighted to have here with us as well Metropolitan Emmanuel of France, who is the president of the Conference of European Churches, the umbrella body, as it were, for the Protestant, Free Churches and Orthodox Churches. And he will be coming, and we're very much honoured to have him with us. The Church of Ireland Bishop has kindly agreed to come and chair one of our sessions, Richard Clark, and the lay leader, lay president of the Methodist Conference, Mrs. Gillian Kingston, will also be chairing one of our sessions. The final day then, of course, again suggests itself in the Irish situation, mission. We are a people who have had a huge missionary drive in us, right back to the earliest centuries, continuing up in many forms, right into certainly the 20th century, right into today's form, maybe in new ways. And so we're delighted particularly to have His Eminence here, Cardinal Rodriguez Maridiaga, well known to many throughout the world for his tremendous work, and he will be giving a major paper together with Father Michael McCabe, SMA priest, and Professor Joris Geltov from Louvain, who will be addressing the issue of secularisation and the Eucharist today. So that's the affair of our symposium. We're delighted you were here as well today. You're very welcome.
So thank you very much, Professor Brendan. Working closely with Professor Leahy and working on a very day-to-day basis just on the nitty-gritty and practicalities of making the symposium happen has been one of our own, very own emerging scholars, Miriam McCaughey, who is, again, someone who gives an enormous amount of time to her scholarship and her work, but found time to give a considerable amount of energy to this project, and we're delighted that she did so. Perhaps one of the unsung parts of our work here in Maynooth, obviously people are very familiar with the seminary, but we are delighted that we have some very leading scholars, male and female, lay and cleric, who come forth from among the student ranks. So, Mary, perhaps you might share a few thoughts with us on this day. Thank you.
Well, as this is a truly international event, we were involved in not only inviting Irish postgraduate scholars, so postgraduate students from our Irish theological faculties, but we sent out a call for scholars or young PhD students from around the world to come and participate in the theology symposium, and we were delighted with the response. So we have nearly 30 emerging scholars, so PhD students from around the world, from as far as California to Washington in the States. We've five from the States. We have people from Italy, from Spain, from Malta, from Brazil, from Portugal, from Leuven in Belgium, with whom Maynooth has had historic contacts. All the scholars, we've started this morning, and we're just gathering into smaller rooms in the college, where we are holding forums where the scholars can give their papers, but also we open it up for discussion. So the themes have been evangelization and mission, liturgy and worship, the Eucharist and the relationship with the world, and with the world of work, with the family, with marriage, priesthood, children's spirituality and prayer. So the remaining of the scholars are speaking on Thursday and Friday, and we've been overwhelmed with the response already, so the rooms have been packed out. So tomorrow we'll have some of them will be speaking, giving papers in Italian, in Irish and in Spanish. So we're truly honoured and grateful at the response from these scholars from around the world, and we're delighted to welcome them to Ireland, to Maynooth. And, we really, truly are honoured that, and this is also a forum, we believe, that for the future of Irish theology, that that this theology symposium will kickstart something new. We're benefiting from the fruits of up-to-date scholarship on the Church, on the Eucharist, on how the Eucharist connects to life. And we hope that for Maynooth and for Irish theology in general, that this will be a platform for a new renewal in theology.